Worst job I ever had, though, for sure, I was somebody's personal assistant for a long time. That was kind of brutal because you have to take instruction from somebody that you don't necessarily respect. Regardless of how intelligent or, you know, successful they are, it doesn't matter. They're always talking down, so it feels bad on your soul. And my guy had, like, hardcore cross eyes. Which I'm not judging, but somebody certainly should have warned me with that information before meeting him. Don't you think that's pertinent? To just be like, just a heads up, the guy you works for looks like he smoked a pillowcase of angel dust. So you might want to pick an eye and stick with it. Instead, I walked into the office. He's like, what's up, dude? How you doing? I'm like, oh, what eye do I go with? They're both rolling in. Do I go left? Do I go right? Do I go bridge of the nose or straight up back wall? I don't fucking know. I had to get him lunch every single day, which isn't a big deal. I'm not above that type of work, but he would order some bullshit. This is New York City. It's some of the greatest food in the entire world, and he would order the same thing every single day. He would get a wrap, one slice of turkey, one slice of cheese, light lettuce, one stripe of mayo, and four olives. I had to order that edible blunt in the middle of a bustling New York City deli during fucking rush hour. Do you understand what it's like to put in an order for dainty finger food when there's 65 construction workers bellying up to the counter? Just being like, I don't know what this pussy's having, but I'll take 88 bacon, egg, and cheeses, 95 coffees, get this half a fag, another cold taquito. So I don't know, as long as we, you know, keep doing what we love, that should work.